This is F.M. Perry. I want to thank you for joining us for this program. The subject of today's program is Christian enjoyment of God's gift of hope. Paul told us, "But now abide faith, hope, love, these three." In these programs, we're discussing the three gifts that God gives to all Christians: faith, hope, and love. In our last program, we discussed God's gift of hope, learning that it gives us a spiritual foretaste of the great things contained in God's promises. We learned that hope gives the eyes of the heart a vision of things that are yet unseen by the senses of the flesh. Today we want to go a step further and notice some of the things to be enjoyed through God's gift of hope, even now as we endeavor to live the Christian life. Hope is an output of a process God sets in motion in lives of those who are dedicated to Him. It is not the full and final realization, of course, of God's spiritual promises, but hope is received through the working of a God-given process that deems God's promises as good as done. It is the output of a process involving the interaction of our lives, between our lives and God's gift of faith and love. The writer of the Hebrew letter spoke of the interaction of faith and hope when he said, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." And Paul then spoke of the interaction of all three gifts, faith, hope, and love, when he said in his 1 Thessalonian letter, "We give thanks to God always for all of you, constantly bearing in mind your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope." The Bible notes many things to be enjoyed in our Christian lives as a result of God's gift of hope. Hope gives us the assurance of a resurrection of both the righteous and the wicked. These are the words of Paul in Acts, the 24th chapter. And many of the following are words of Paul in his various letters. For instance, hope gives us the assurance that God has not destined you for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul said in the Roman letter, "We exult in hope